Hey, peace, everybody. My name is Basha. Welcome back to Regime Radio. You are listening to a young Black Muslima. This is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change, but it's completely up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self and understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. Believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Today is the 38th episode. And I will be talking about tasawwuf today because it is a huge part of Islam. And like I spoke about in the previous episode, I was speaking from a place of practicality and, you know, practicing your deen by way of the Sharia law and hadith and like really understanding the law of Islam in a practical way, not from the time the Prophet ﷺ, because we are in a totally different time. So tasawwuf brings me to that because it's also about the inner work, right? We always doing the outer things we need to do as Muslims or as people in general, and we don't remember that there is a heart there, there's a soul there that we have to purify, and we have to continuously make tawbah. I've spoken about making tawbah before, but also tasawwuf is a science in Islam. Now, people equate this to Sufism, which is very interesting to me because it's like they kind of don't want you to practice Islam. It's not Sufism by any means. You know, this is something new, a terminology. And even Sufi is like, it's in comparison to wool. It means many things, actually, within the Arabic language. It means a couple things. But tasawwuf is something that was always practiced amongst the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. Now, you don't necessarily know that you're doing it, but when you're checking yourself, when you're humbling yourself, when you're asking Allah to forgive you, you know, when you're being good for the sake of just being good, because your heart is inclined to do that and your heart wants to experience kind of euphoria in a sense, like where you're at peace, because you know you can't control certain things, whether it's money coming in or going out, or, you know, whether it's just like, oh, right now my iman is down and, you know, I need to work on that. Having complete faith in Allah and contentment, really, really understanding that there's nothing that you can do to control the situation. If it seems out of your hands, it literally is. So you just need to kind of do the inner work by being content and not wanting to be so controlling, because you can't control everything. That's not like our purpose as human beings, you know. Our purpose is to worship Allah and like remember our creator so that we can be given abundance and an understanding as much as possible, you know, if Allah wills it. So when you're practicing Islam, you can't forget to practice, you know, the science, which is tasawwuf, which is a very huge part of Islam. You know, you need both. You know, it's very important that we do the outer workings and the inner workings of our deen. Why put yourself in a situation in which you're practicing something, you know, that you don't truly internally understand why, or, you know, not doing the inner work to get closer to your Rabb, because you just feel like, oh, I'm afraid, you know, fear is something that's inclined to change people in the way they live. But, you know, it's more so because of the simple fact that you are practicing something. And I've said this before in one of my episodes, that you feel you have to because your family said that this is the way. Whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, it doesn't matter, but you have to figure out that for yourself. And I'm not saying this to spark people to leave the deen or anything, but I'm more so saying it that make sure that Islam is tailoring, you know, for you. Like, it's not something that you just do because your parents say to do. It's real, you know. It's not a game. It's very serious. This is your life. This is your soul. This is your heart. This is, you know, your soul leaving your body after death and not knowing what comes after, not preparing yourself for what comes after is huge. You know, like that can be a detriment to yourself in the akhirah, or it could be something that is completely uplifting. It's your choice. So what I do, my experience in, you know, understanding tasawwuf, is that I just understand that I need to purify my heart. Like, I understand that all the time, because no matter how much I can say somebody's doing something, like, we can check people all day, but we need to check ourselves. we need to be able to be content with the fact that we're not, you know, necessarily doing things that are whatever legal, or we're doing things that are haram. You know, we need to be like, okay, you know what, I am doing that. Not content with the fact that you settle with it, but the fact that you know you're doing it. Like, don't try to make excuses. Really try to work on it and really see, strip things apart that you do. Don't just be like, oh, well, I'm doing things okay. Well, I'm, you know, because that's just, you're settling. And we are meant to thrive and go beyond what we feel we should be, because people make the excuse all the time, oh, well, I'm not a prophet. But it's like, no, but our inclination should be to practice the deen as close to, you know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just practice it the way we see fit. And that's just all of, you know, like, that's not like some crazy Islamic law that's made up. This is a governing over yourself. You're governing yourself. So you have to remain open to what you're feeling. Don't ignore it. Don't suppress it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you guys want to know more about what I'm doing as far as my deen, you guys can head over to my YouTube and see how I've grown. And, you know, I've only been Muslim for 3 years, but I've been studying Islam for some time. I really love, you know, just being a part of the Ummah and, like, knowing that this is here and it was here this whole time. I'm very, very grateful. And I just want to continue to, you know, spread the word and the messages that I've taken on board and that I'm applying to my life, that are in the Quran, that are in, you know, the Sunnah. So if you guys are interested, go over to my YouTube. Also, you guys can follow me on Instagram. I write some pretty dope poetry on there. And also just, you know, referencing a lot of the things that I talk about on my podcast. Thank you so much. Peace, love, and light.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.